He was right, that bloke, about making the stones dance. Well, two of them anyway, at the speakeasy. Must have been 72. That Jagger can't half shake a leg. I suppose I've got a formula. Well, it works for me. Wear a good suit, sit down to play, and never, 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 ever sing.
Je hoorde het eerste gedeelte van de eerste act van het nummer Orpheus van Judge Schmidt. Officieel A Song Story by Judge Schmidt. En we hebben hem aan de telefoon. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, André.
That was a long time ago that we spoke each other.
It was indeed. It must have been the year 2000, maybe.
Or earlier, maybe.
Or earlier, perhaps, yeah.
But a lot happened since then. When we spoke each other years ago, you just released an album with demos. And since then, you released several proper albums, including this last one.
Yes, I've kept busy over the years.
Yes.
That was my first one we spoke about. So it was, yes, it was certainly long before 2000.
Yes, we spoke about Curly's Airships. You had plans to release that.
That's it. Well, that happened.
Yes.
That came out in the year 2000. And then I've done several albums since. So I'm keeping busy.
Yes, you're keeping busy. You're only making albums, or do you also bring the music from the albums on stage?
A lot of the albums are difficult to do on stage. They
yes.
are my song stories, and they have many different kinds of music in them, and it would be very difficult to do them on stage. And they are theatrical. They would need a very elaborate kind of a staging. But I do gigs from time to time, though not as often as I would like. I don't have a band. A regular band who I work
with. You play a lot with your old band member David Jackson?
I do. We go to Italy and we work in Italy. We've written children's shows together and we do those in Italy. And it's lovely to work with David again.
And you're working with a lot of other persons on this latest album.
I'm very lucky, André. I have some very talented friends, and I exploit them ruthlessly.
Including one of your friends from Holland.
Yes, indeed. Most certainly, René van Cominet is a great friend of mine and is a wonderful artist, a great performer.
And how do you record those albums? Are you all together in a studio, or?
Well, how do I record them? I record them with great difficulty, André.
Yeah.
Orpheus was recorded, the rock track, the second piece you played in that
yes.
segment, was recorded in Italy with my friends there, including Marco Olivotto on the bass and Gigi Cavalli Cocchi, the great drummer from CSI and Mangala Velis and so on drums. Then the first piece, the Bard, where I recorded him, David Shaw Parker, wonderful actor and guitarist, playing in my own studio on the south coast in England. And the third segment you heard there, my speaking and John Ellis's guitar line were recorded in England, and the rest of that fascinating arrangement was done in America.
So it's an international album.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have by the wonderful arranger and producer David Minnick, who I'm working with at the moment on a new album.
How many people in total worked on this album?
Oh, about 18.
18?
Yeah.
Wow.
Quite a lot of people to organize.
And it's also a record to put, I believe, 34 tracks on one CD.
Yes. Yeah. My song stories are not like regular albums. Some of the tracks are very short. They are narrative pieces that link other bits together. So taking a track at random would not give you a very good idea of the piece. So I'm very pleased that you played those three in succession, because it gives a small idea of, yeah, of how the song story form works.
You say you have plans for a new album. You're working on a new album. Is it?
Yes, can
it be compared with this one? Are it the same people?
No, it'll be very different.
Yes.
I'm working with David Minnick, the American producer and arranger, who worked on that last segment that you played. Mm-hmm. And these are songs I've been trying to record for years, and I found them too difficult. They require brass sections, strings, and I've not been able to get round to recording them. And I'm working with David, who is a genius, I think. There will be a new American-sounding album.
Yes.
Out, finished by the end of the year, I think.
And is it also a classic historical piece, or?
No, this is not a song story. This is a collection of songs, a good old-fashioned album.
Okay. Your roots are Van de Graaff. David's roots are also Van de Graaff Generator. Is it to be compared with those good old days that you were drumming in that band?
Well, it compares to the good old days in that I'm still excited by music. David Jackson's still excited by music. My friend John Fury Ellis, the guitarist on Orpheus, is still excited by music. We're still as excited by music as we were when we were 21, 22 years old.
Yes.
But things change, you know. We are interested in different areas of music. We're not playing so much psychedelic underground music. We're playing different forms of music. But we are still trying to be progressive in the original way we used the word, adventurous, experimental.
Well, the album is certainly adventurous.
Thank you, Andre.
Yes. And I think also experimental, because there are not many people who dare to record something like this, I think.
Well, thank you very much. I take that as a compliment.
That is a compliment. Is there any chance that you will be ever playing together again with Peter Hamill and the other past members?
I don't know. I'm very proud of having played a very, very small early part in Van de Graaff.
But an important part, the first single.
And I see you're putting that you're going to be playing that.
Yes.
On your playlist. Oh, dear. I think it's a very good song. I love the song. I was trying to sing in those days like Arthur Brown. This is a big mistake. No one can sing like Arthur Brown,
no.
Except Arthur Brown.
I also came into some BBC recordings from the first single. Are you also on that one or not?
BBC or Van de Graaff?
Yes.
No.
No, you left before.
No, I left before then. I left very early, soon after the first single. So really, I am a footnote in their history. But yes, Peter's a great composer.
Yes,
they are a great band. I'm still in touch with them from time to time. So, and of course, I do work with David Jackson.
Yes. Well, you played in Italy with David. I hope you will be on stage with David, maybe in the future in Holland together.
We would like that. I mean, Holland's been very good to our kind of music, and you take interesting and experimental music more seriously than we do in my country.
Yes, but it seems that you both go to Italy as much as possible.
Well, it's a lovely country.
Yes, it is.
They ask us. they ask us to go, so we go. We go where people ask us to play.
Yes,
yes, we'd love to play. We'd love to play some proper gigs that are not necessarily young people's music that we do in Italy.
No. It was nice talking to you, Judge.
Great to talk to you, Andre.
Let's talk each other again maybe 12 years from now.
Let's make it shorter than that.
Shorter, when the new album is released, end of this year.
We will make sure you know about it.
Okay, thank you very
much. Bye-bye, Andre. Bye-bye.